Hey guys,
welcome back to Cold Tea
episode 21.
Imagine if it doesn't end up being 21. We're recording it intending it for it to be episode 21,
but we don't know if the others are gonna make the cut, so this may not be the 21st episode, but know that we have recorded them. They're just illicit, I was gonna say. They're explicit.
Explicit. Probably not explicit. But if this is 21, then well done us for having 21 podcasts.
Episodes. We have one podcast.
21 podcast episodes.
But we have a few people as well that we've promised to have as guests on here, and we've just never followed up on it. So if we ever promise that to you, can you let us know?
Yeah, and please remind us to actually record the podcast together, because we do end up just recording them at very weird times of the day and just wake up one day and, you want to record a podcast today? So there's not that much planning that goes into it, besides the topics that we just write down.
I feel like this is the first time we've recorded during the day, though. We should do it at night.
Yeah, I actually think you're right. I don't think we usually record during the day at all.
It's a Sunday afternoon.
We're just sitting in the car.
Baking in the car.
Absolutely baking.
Very hot.
I think the sun is shining on me currently.
It is. Oh, maybe we should put this up.
Oh, the sun visor.
I love how we've sat here for like an hour and haven't put it up. But you know what? Now we have. The studio is smelling fresh. We've got a new sex wax
air freshener. Brilliant. We've decided, guys, we're going to try this. Jingling keys when we want to move on topic, because generally we record in a car, and so from now on, if we want to like change topics, we're just going to jingle the keys. I know that Hamish and Andy do it, but they do it with a bell. We thought, let's see how it works. It might just be this one podcast. If not, then
you'll hear it again. But we just realized we do talk about the same issues or topics for ages sometimes, like the episode where we talk about sleepovers. Or the apples?
Yeah.
When we talked about apples.
I profusely apologise for that episode. I didn't realise how long I spoke about apples for, but...
But Jess is so passionate about apples.
Just very passionate.
Even now, we're rambling a bit. So, jingle the keys.
Give us our first topic, Abby.
We are talking about Infinity Stone.
In a sense. We're saying, right, this is how it came up. Everyone has baby teeth, mm-hmm. and they all fall out at some point. Some people... Parents keep their teeth, which I find slightly creepy, but they keep their teeth and then they have them forever. Or other times, your parents who pretend to be the tooth fairy.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, little ears might be listening. I should have given the spoiler alert before, but anyway.
Too late.
Sorry, guys. It's the truth of the matter.
We can't edit it out or anything.
Yeah, we can't edit it. Sorry.
Anyway, now you know.
Anyway, I know that my mum probably did not care to keep my baby teeth. So, she probably just thrown them away. So, in all the places that I've lived, in all the places that I've lost my teeth, our baby teeth are just spread around the globe in trash heaps, or maybe they've fallen, been lost somewhere. If you've ever had a tooth knocked out and you never found it, it's literally just spread around the world, or around Perth, depending on where you've lived.
Oh, like Infinity Stone.
Yeah, sorry to our international listeners. Wherever you live, just spread around.
That's a very interesting thought. I actually have all of my baby teeth in a little box in my room.
Sorry that I said that was creepy, but I'm interested.
I don't know why. And some of them are like broken in half now.
What made you decide to keep them?
I don't know. I have like all of them in this little box. I'll show you when we go inside. Mm. If I can find them. Maybe I did bin them in the end.
Was it your choice to keep them?
I think my mum took them all when she was the tooth fairy and kept them. And then she gave them back to me. And I just thought they were cool. So I just put them in this little box and then just like chucked them in my desk. I'm pretty sure they're still in there.
I mean, I guess it's fair. Like people, you know, surfer guys, surfer chicks, they have like shark teeth on necklaces. Imagine... A shark wearing a necklace with a human tooth on it.
Hey, maybe that's a thing down there in the bottom of the ocean.
That's actually pretty true.
I could turn my baby teeth into earrings.
That's a little bit gross.
Everyone would be like, oh, I really like your earrings, that different new type of pearl. I'll be like,
baby teeth.
My baby teeth. What's like people that put their child's hair in like a locket around their neck.
I also think that's slightly weird. Or turn it into like a pendant
or something. I know someone that you can send ashes away of someone that's passed away, and they'll put it into like a necklace or a piece of pottery or something.
I don't know what it is, but I know that it's supposed to be really beautiful and like a nice sentiment. The same with the hair, the same with the teeth. But for some reason, to me, that's creepy. It's just like, it's dead. Let them rest. Don't carry it on your neck with
you. But some people want to. They want to keep them close.
But they're not going to take a whole body with them, so you just split up half the body.
But it's like, it's dust. I'm going to shake the keys because this is getting quite morbid.
All right, next topic.
Next topic. Okay. This happened to me the other day. I was leaving a shopping centre. It was a busy shopping centre. And there are people in the cars following you.
Yeah.
To get to your car because they want your car park. And I just, it makes me so uncomfortable. But also I love it. Like, you start leading this car down and they're following you. And then you just cut through.
And then they have to race around the other side.
And then I like pretend to be lost sometimes and like backtrack and just get these cars so confused because I'm like, stop following me. Like, legit, I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Like being stalked.
When I see someone leaving a shopping center, I never follow them. I'm like, you know what? If their car just happens to be parked near to where I'm driving, that's great. I'll get it. If not, that's fine. I'll keep driving. I will never follow someone.
Really?
And then race around to try and get to their spot.
Definitely at uni I have. Really? I think there's been a couple times.
Worse.
It's been a couple times where it's been particularly difficult to find a parking space and I really needed to park and I've like followed a fellow student to their car.
Oh no.
But you see, and then when people follow me, I sort of like try and help them out. I'm down the way.
You point. You know? You're a pointer.
I'm just like, I don't know if I'm a pointer. I sort of just walk and then I'm like, here. Or if I feel like someone else is trying to, like, get to the same spot but someone's been following me for longer, I'll try to, like, dodge and leave that car alone.
Do you?
So that the person that's been following me for longer gets the spot first.
Then I feel the pressure, like, you have to walk fast and then they're waiting for you when you get in your car. Their indicator's on. You can't, like, sit in your car for a sec, which I like sitting in my car. I like getting my music sorted before I drive off. It takes a while for my Bluetooth to connect. And there's just such pressure for me to be like, okay, quick, dump everything down, seatbelt on, turn the car on, let's try and reverse out. Also, I hate parking. Trying to leave a busy car park when there's a car like right up your ass behind you. It's just so stressful to me. And then the added pressure of holding everyone up, I just don't like it. I'd rather walk.
I completely understand. I think it's one of those things that I oblige to do because I try to be, a functioning member of society. But I don't enjoy it. I don't like the pressure. As for the same thing as you said, like, when you sit in your car, it takes a while for me to, like, put my music on and all that jazz. Now there's someone waiting for me.
Yeah. Also, my dad puts the friggin' window down and goes, excuse me, mate, you leaving?
I find that very embarrassing. My parents do that as well.
Die. I'm like, just don't ask. Like, why would they be walking to their car with their 50 shopping bags? Actually, no, I'm just going to head straight back in.
Do you know what's even more embarrassing, though? If you've still got to stay at a shopping centre, but you've got to put your bags down, and then you go and put them in the car, and then someone's like, sorry, I'm not leaving. It's just a bit awkward, isn't it? But going on from that, you're being stalked, and you're often being watched. And this leads me to our other topic of conversation is that people can sense when they're being stared at or watched, even if they can't see it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that was a great transition.
Thank you.
So, like, you get that sense that someone's staring at you and you can't see them staring at you, but you just know.
Yeah, and I think I told you this, Abby, and you were like, surely not. But I Googled it and apparently it is, like, a real thing.
I just don't understand how. And I feel like we should test it. Like, if you just shut your eyes and then you tell me if I'm staring at you or not.
But I feel like it's called gaze detection, the biological phenomenon. Neurological studies have found that the brain cells that initiate this response are very precise. If someone turns their gaze off of you, by just a few degrees to the left or right, that eerie feeling quickly fades away.
But how do you know? I just don't believe it. Like, if you're in a busy city and you're walking down the street and there is someone, like, say, in an office building looking down, staring at you, you're not going to know. You're not going to be like, oh, someone is staring at me.
I don't know, but I've definitely... There's been a couple of times where I'm like, you know, like when you're a little kid and you're like sick and you go to your mum's room. I've definitely a few times just like stared at my mum.
While she's asleep?
Yeah, instead of just like saying, mum, I'm not feeling well. I've just stared at her and she's just gone and like woken up. So I think it's real.
Like when you're like that kid standing in the door frame, yeah, and you're legit. Like, I threw up. You're that living meme.
I am the living meme, yeah. No, I think it's true. And there's been a couple of times where I've experienced as well where I'm like, someone is staring at me and like, it's almost as if I can feel it.
That's true. And you turn and then they turn away or you make awkward eye contact.
But then there's also been times that someone's been staring at me and I have not sensed it at all.
How would you know?
Because someone's told me that this person is staring at you.
Oh. Who's staring at you?
It's probably some random creep.
Wow.
That's a lie. Anyway.
We love it.
Moving on to the next topic.
Next topic is... Okay, Jess wants to bring up this topic. I just don't understand it, to be honest.
I'm scared that if I bring it up, it's going to be insensitive in some way.
Okay, maybe we should just leave it for now then.
Should we record it and then cut it out later if it is?
Or should we just leave the mystery of them not knowing what the controversial topic is?
Yeah. Look, it's not that controversial. I mean, it is. All right, moving on. We won't talk about this one. Guys, we're being socially sensitive.
No, we're just being appropriate, not rude.
There's too many people listening to the podcast now. We can't
cut. Because we didn't want to marginalise this group of individuals. It wasn't bad.
It's not bad at all. It's just a genuine question. But also, it could be taken badly. And I wouldn't want it to be taken that way. Anyway, let's move on. Okay. All right, I didn't add this section here. But Abby just wrote down, favourite nuts. Just straight out, favourite nuts.
Because I was having this discussion at work.
Well, obviously it was impactful enough for you to think that we need to speak about it on the podcast.
Yeah, because I was just thinking there are a lot of different types of nuts. And some of them are disgusting and some of them are nice. And I was just trying to list them all in my head and like rate them. And it was just taking a while. And I was like, no, I could just discuss this with like Jess and everyone else listening. Let's list all the nuts we got. We got pecan, we've got hazelnut, walnut, cashew, peanut, almond.
I don't know all the nuts.
Pine nut. Have I said hazelnut?
I think you did.
Pistachio. I hate pistachio.
I don't mind pistachio.
8. Macadamia.
I like macadamia.
Walnut? Did I say walnut?
I think you said walnut. Did you say acorn? Peanut?
Yeah.
No one eats acorns, so...
Imagine trying to bite into an acorn. Do we even have acorns in Australia?
I don't know, actually.
Interesting. Okay, that's a solid 9.
Let's leave it at 9 for now. Let's go on the discussion for that.
Okay.
Peanuts, brilliant. Peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut paste.
I've got a friend that calls it peanut paste. It riles me up.
Peanut paste.
Freak, I don't know why you call it peanut paste.
Because that's what it is. It's a paste and it's made of peanuts. It's not butter. It's
peanut butter.
But it's not butter.
Yeah, but on the label it's peanut butter, isn't it?
It used to say peanut paste.
Okay.
Some of them still do. Nutella. We have hazelnuts.
Oh, Nutella. Okay, brilliant. Hazelnut, Nutella. Also, Ferrero Rocher, is that also hazelnut?
I believe so.
That is delicious. I like a hazelnut.
I hate pistachios.
I don't mind pistachio. It's more of a salty nut. Actually, maybe that's because I have salted pistachio. But I don't mind it. I actually don't mind pistachios.
Also, I know that nuts, like, grow on trees, but I don't know how. Or, like, I've never seen a nut tree.
I've never seen a nut tree either.
Like, cashews?
Also, apparently, I think cashews are poisonous unless they're, like, cooked.
Eh?
Yeah, apparently.
But you can get toasted and untoasted cashews.
I think they're all something.
Do you ever eat them?
Cashews?
Nuts.
Oh. Yeah, I eat nuts all the time. Well, not all the time, but I eat nuts. I feel like I have almonds quite often.
I do have almond milk. How do we get almond milk? That's what I want to know.
I reckon they just mash up almonds, put water in it and just, like,
squeeze it
drain it. Yeah. Also, I prefer almonds when they have, like, honey coating on them. You know, like, when they're coated in other things.
Yeah, because they're sweet.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I like
What about, like, dried fruit? Do you ever eat?
No. We're bringing up fruit again. We know I don't eat fruit.
That's true.
I feel like dried fruit is even worse, personally.
Oh, I love... Depends what it is. Prunes? Can't deal with prunes.
Also, dried mango? Not a fan. Dried any... Dried banana? Not a fan. Just not a fan of dried fruit.
Or any fruit.
Or any fruit.
Next topic. I was just thinking the other day, why people wear caps and hats all the time, right? Yeah. And some people have stickers on them, like those little metallic stickers. I don't know what they mean.
They're, when they have snapbacks on.
Yes.
They have like almost like an authentication sticker on them.
Yeah. And
they leave it on there.
Once one of my friends had one on and I just ripped it off. Because I didn't realise that it's such a big thing to have the sticker on. He was crushed. Nearly cried.
Really?
I didn't realise that, like, stickers on caps were such a big thing. But they are. And I don't understand.
But are they still a big thing? Because I feel like I haven't seen many people wear a snapback in a while.
My gym trainer does. He has...
Really?
He alternates between his caps and there's one. That's what sparked.
Yeah, I haven't seen... I haven't seen hats with stickers on for a while. But...
I just need to open the door a sec because I'm so hot. I'm sweating so much. I'm so sorry. I interrupted what Jess was saying because I just thought I was going to die.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry for that intermittent break. Anyway, that break because we were boiling hot.
So we had to open the doors quickly.
Yes. Anyway, what I was saying about hats is that I just don't understand why the need for the stickers to be there. Also, the same with stuffed toys. Do you know those like TY toys?
Yes.
Or Beanie Babies when they have their tags on them. I don't know, it's more, it becomes more of a collector's item than like an actual practical.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not that important, but
anyway,
just a weird topic.
Quickly on the, no, don't shake the keys.
Okay.
Yet. Quickly on the topic of Beanie Babies and toys. We were at a shopping centre the other day going to buy lunch with friends. Jess sees Build-A-Bear, the shop, and she's like, Abby, we're going to Build-A-Bear right now. We went in, there's a kids' party going on. Jess is like, I'm building a bear right now in the middle of the kids' party. I had to plead with her and say, Jess, I know you want to build a bear. I know it's exciting. You can pick one. But we're actually at lunch right now with other people. And there's a kids' party of like 4-year-old children in here. Let's come back later. So that's something that we're going to do soon, I feel.
I think we should, yeah, it could be our mascot, a cold tea Build-A-Bear mascot.
We've got Frappella.
Besides Frappella.
Frappella? I don't think we've even talked about Frappella.
Did we not?
Frappella is a child that we stole.
That's a lie.
We bought her from Kmart.
She's a toy baby that we brought from Kmart.
We bought
that
her baby clothes.
We took on our trip to Tasmania. For the lols.
For the lols. We made a TikTok about it, if you want to... Actually, don't look it up.
Don't look it up.
And she's just our child. Where is she, by the way?
I actually don't know. I don't know where she is.
She's at your house.
She lived in my laundry for a while, and then she was put in my room.
No,
but I don't know where I put her after that.
When she's at my house, she sleeps in my bed.
I know. I just can't do that. It's just creepy to me.
I literally nurture her like a child. I'm just like...
I think I should bring Frappella to you if I can find her.
I think so.
I'm fine with the Build-A-Bear, though. I think it's not human-looking.
Are you going to get a voice in it?
I want your voice to be in it.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Something that you usually say.
Hello!
No.
I just want to say the most out there thing. Okay.
Okay.
Like, something... Maybe you won't be able to hear it till it's in there.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually. If you could record your own voice, and then I only get to hear it once it's in Build-A-Bear's all stitched up, closed up.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure, though. Anyway, our final topic is a bit of a concerning one. It's called missing celebrities. And I was just thinking how celebrities just come. They're so popular. Everyone loves them. And then they drop off the face of the earth. And you haven't heard from them. They don't post on social media. They're not in the news. Like, are they alive? Are they, where are they?
Are they just living like normal people?
E.g. Gina Reinhart, Australia's richest woman.
Or at least she used to be Australia's richest woman. Also, she was like one of those, I don't know, of my childhood. She was mentioned so much.
Yeah.
Everyone knew who she was. She was in the news constantly.
Lives in Perth.
I didn't know that she lived in Perth.
Yeah, she does. Anyway, Gina Reinhart, like, where is she? Meghan Trainor? Another one.
Meghan Trainor.
She dropped her album, All About That Bass.
But she's married to the Spy Kids boy.
And she has a child.
Does she have a child?
Yeah. I looked her up the other day because I was like,
Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm pretty sure she released a song recently as well. But, like, she's just not big anymore.
That's true.
Also, you know who you don't see much Matt anymore? Zac Efron. I mean, you hear a bit about him.
I follow him on Instagram, so I see a bit. But he, like, lives permanently in Australia now.
Yeah, I think maybe because he's out in America.
And he's filming a TV show.
Oh.
Amy Adams.
What's Amy Adams up to?
I know that she's recently flown to Ireland with Patrick Dempsey to film Enchanted 2.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm excited for Enchanted 2.
But before that, like, Enchanted, the first one came out, I think, 2010, maybe 2008. I don't know, around then.
Yeah.
Like, good 10 plus years ago.
Yeah.
What's she done in the last 10 years? Like, I can't think of a movie.
Didn't Amy Adams do Arrival with the aliens and the language?
I don't know, maybe.
I think she's been in other movies. She's been fine.
Has she?
What about Iggy Azalea?
She had a child.
Did Iggy have a child?
Yeah.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, she did. Because I'm obsessed with pregnant celebrities. Really? I have a list on my phone of pregnant celebrities that I look up regularly.
Well,
and then when they have their baby, I tick them off and I stop looking
for them. I actually love that.
Wow, we've really done a lot of like news updates on this podcast. We better upload it quickly.
Oh, no, we better freaking get it edited. Also, do you know what I thought about the other day? Rob Kardashian.
Yeah, where is he?
Haven't heard much about it. I looked him up and I didn't. He only posts photos of his child. I just want to know what's going on.
How is he?
How's Black China? Like, what's going on?
What are you doing?
He's never in any of, like, the Kardashian stories, I feel. Not that I follow them, but I haven't heard much news about him at all.
Me either.
How are you, Rob? I often think to myself, there's certain celebrities that if I see them on TV, I'll know who they are. But if I ever walk past them in a shop, I don't think I'd recognise them.
Like when I served Kevin Parker at work? Tame Impala?
Yeah!
I didn't know it was him.
Like, you just don't expect it.
I wouldn't even know what it looks like, anyway. I love how we just, like, put people on pedestals, you know?
Because they have to have a job that's in the limelight.
Yeah, where it's like, put me on a pedestal.
I actually had a dream last night, believe it or not. I can't believe I just remember this. I had a dream last night where I was, like, walking out of a, I don't know if it was a party or a room, and there was Taylor Swift with someone else. And instead of being all excited that it was Taylor Swift, I just stared at her. And I was, like, trying to be excited, but I couldn't care less. I don't know why.
That's random.
And I was like, Taylor. Okay, bye. Like, I didn't know what to do. React.
Very random dream.
But that's the thing is, I feel like if I met a celebrity, how would I respond to them?
I feel like I just go the, like, cool, just treat them normally. And then they're like, oh, they treat me normally. Like, I could be friends with them kind of thing.
See, I would like to do that. But I think I'll get either too nervous and become quiet. Or I'll just get embarrassed and blush. And then embarrass myself even more.
Oh, nah. I feel like I'd just be
Don't think I'd be hysterical, though.
Do you know which other celebrities? I just thought of some more. Jennifer Lawrence?
Where has she been?
Where is she? Robert Pattinson.
Love Robert Pattinson.
And Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart's done the Charlie's Angels actually, recently. Actually, yeah.
She's been in a bit.
She's been in a few things. But Robert Pattinson, where is
Jennifer
he?
And Jennifer Lawrence.
Also, Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah.
Where's he? Liam Hemsworth.
Just where's pull he? All the Hunger Games.
All the Hunger Games people, where are they?
Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in for another episode, guys. We hope you enjoyed this one.
Yeah, we will hopefully edit it sooner rather than later. Should we tell you what month we're recording this in? And then we'll tell you what month it comes out?
It's going to come out in the same month.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to go edit them now.
It's August 2021.
Because the last one we did was about Prince Philip dying, and then we posted it, and he died before we got the chance to post it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
wow.
Okay. R.I.P. Prince Philip.
Anyway, we're hoping to get this out in August because we are currently in August.
Anyway,
you guys will hear from us next time. Bye, guys.
Stay classy.